pray you, sir, what saucy merchant was this that was so full of his ropery?
A gentleman, nurse, that loves to hear himself talk, and will speak more in a minute than he will stand to in a month.
If he speak anything against me, I'll take him down. And it were lustier than he is, and 20 such jacks. And if I cannot, I'll find those that shall. Scurvy knave! I'm none of his flirt jills. I'm none of his skeins, mates. Ha. And thou, Peter, must stand by too and suffer every knave to use me at his pleasure.
I saw no man use you at his pleasure. Oh. If I had, my weapon should quickly have been out. Oh. I warrant you, I dare draw as soon as another man, if I see occasion in a good quarrel, and the law on my side.
Now, before God, I am so vexed that every part about me quivers. Scurvy knave! Pray you, sir, a word. And as I told you, my young lady bid me inquire you out. What she bid me say, I will keep to myself. But first, let me tell you, if ye should lead her in a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behaviour, as they say. For the gentlewoman is young, and therefore, if you should deal double with her, truly, it were an ill thing to be offered to any gentlewoman, and very weak dealing.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and mistress. I protest unto thee.
Good heart and in faith, I will tell her as much. Lord, Lord, she will be a joyful woman.
What wilt thou tell her, nurse? Thou dost not mark me.
I will tell her, sir, that you do protest, which, as I take it, is a gentlemanlike offer.
Bid her devise some means to come to Shrift this afternoon, and there she shall, at Friar Lawrence's cell, be shrived and married. Here is for thy pains.
Oh, no, truly, sir, not a penny.
Go to, I say you shall.
This afternoon, sir. Well, she shall be there.
And stay, good nurse, behind the abbey wall. Within this hour my man shall be with thee, and bring thee cords made like a tackled stair, which to the high top gallant of my joy must be my convoy in the secret night. Farewell, be trusty, and I'll quit thy pains. Farewell. Commend me to thy mistress.
Oh, no, God in heaven bless thee. Hark you, sir!
What sayest thou, my dear nurse?
Is your man secret? Did you ne'er hear say, two may keep counsel, putting one away?
Warrant thee, my man's as true as steel.
Well, sir, my mistress is the sweetest lady. Lord, Lord, when 'twas a little prating thing. Oh, there is a nobleman in town, one Paris, that would fain lay knife aboard, but she, good soul, had as lief see a toad, a very toad, as see him. I anger her sometimes and tell her that Paris is the proper man, but I warrant you when I say so, she looks as pale as any clout in the versal world. Doth not Rosemary and Romeo begin both with a letter?
Aye, nurse. What of that? Both with an R.
Oh, mocker. That's the dog's name. R is for the... Oh, no, I know it begins with some other letter. And she hath the prettiest sententious of it. Of you and Rosemary. That it would do you good to hear it.
Commend me to thy lady.
Aye, a thousand times. Peter.
Anon.
Before and a pig.